Hey, this is Michael Bohm with Youth Apologetics Training. Today, we're going to keep going on this series about Christian Science, and we're going to keep talking about their theology and how it's a little different than Christianity. Again, Christian Science is definitely not Christian, and it's definitely not science. So anyway, let's just jump right in. Listen to this. She says, Jesus cast out devils, mediating between what is and is not until a perfect consciousness is obtained. He healed disease as he healed sin. He treated them both not as in or of matter, but as mortal beliefs to be exterminated. Really? So when Jesus cast those demons into a herd of swine, he was simply casting some bad beliefs into a herd of swine. And then suddenly all those herds of that herd of swine, all those pigs, they had the bad beliefs. And then they all went nuts and jumped into a lake. Really? Really? And okay, you know what I don't get? I don't get this. And I'm sure they have, Christian scientists have their version of the story. I would like to ask them this someday because I don't get it. What? I mean, if it's our own beliefs that are holding us in pain and suffering, right? How did Jesus raise Lazarus from the dead? How does that work? Because at that point, you can't, like the practitioners do, you can't tell a dead man how he should believe, and thus he overcomes his death, because he's dead. How do you do that? I just don't get it. There's just some things I really would like to talk to a Christian scientist about, because that doesn't make sense to me. And I'm sure that they have a reason, they have some kind of way to speak around this, but does that make any sense? Does any of this add up to any sense? All right, she goes on to say, in Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, page 25, verse 6, she says, his death was not real, only apparent. So Jesus didn't die on a cross. It was only apparent. Our Master fully and finally demonstrated divine science in his victory over death and the grave. Jesus' students, not sufficiently advanced to understand fully their Master's triumph, did not perform many wonderful works until they saw him after his crucifixion and learned that he did not die. And that was Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures 45. She says in Science and Health 25, verse 6, she says, Jesus did not really die on the cross. He was not God in the flesh. He made no atonement in shedding his blood. In one of her other books, Mary Baker Eddy was a proficient writer. She wrote many works. She writes, the real atonement, so infinitely beyond the heathen's conception that God requires human blood to propitiate his justice and bring mercy, needs to be understood. Okay, so she calls what the Bible clearly spells out. Good grief, man. Okay, the Old Testament is filled with sacrifices. What in the world are those sacrifices for? What are they for? God says there's a sacrifice for, there's a sin offering. There's offerings to cleanse the priests. There's all of these sacrifices. Okay, first of all, are those symbolic? Or is there something more there? What's the point? The point is pointing towards the whole sacrificial system was pointing to Jesus and to what he did on the cross. This has nothing to do with Mary Baker Eddy's version of what she thinks Jesus was doing. But she's saying here that this is a heathen concept. What the Bible explicitly explains in so many scriptures, and we will cover some of them later. She calls that a heathen concept. In Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, page 25, she says, the material blood of Jesus was no more efficacious to cleanse from sin when it was shed upon the accursed tree than when it was flowing in his veins as he went daily about his Father's business. So Jesus didn't cleanse us from our sins. The blood he shed on the cross had nothing to do with cleansing us from our sins. We're going to talk about that later. Oh my goodness, are we ever. In her Science and Health, she also says that Jesus didn't rise physically from the dead. Wait, what? That's what she says. Science and Health 334, she says, he did not ascend into heaven. The eternal Christ and the corporeal Jesus, Jesus' body, okay? Jesus didn't bodily raise here. She says, the eternal Christ and the corporeal Jesus manifest in the flesh continued until the Father's ascension when the human material concept or Jesus disappeared while the spiritual self or Christ continues to exist in the eternal order of divine science. So there again, you see illustrated that dual nature of Jesus. You have Jesus the man and Christ the spiritual idea of sonship. And she's saying he did not ascend into heaven. Again, we're going to look at some scriptures on that pretty quick. She also says, and it is taught, that Jesus is not going to physically return to earth. Friends, he is going to return. Mary says, the second appearing of Jesus is unquestionably the spiritual advent of the advancing idea of God, as in Christian Science. I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh. So Jesus' second coming is Christian Science. Oh, okay. She also says, it is authentically said that one expositor of Daniel's dates fixed the year 1866 or 1867 for the return of Christ, the return of the spiritual idea to the material earth or antipode of heaven. It is a marked coincidence that those dates were the first 2 years of my discovery of Christian Science. So again, apparently Jesus returned in 1866 to 1867, and his return was Christian Science. She also says, Jesus is the way shower. Jesus taught the way of life by demonstration. There's but one way to heaven, harmony, and Christ in divine science shows us the way. Okay, what does she mean there? Christian Science apparently leads us to heaven and harmony. Now, keep in mind, I think we talked about this earlier. If not, I guess we're talking about it now. Heaven is not really a place, and neither is hell. In Christian Science, heaven and hell are states of mind. And I've listened to an interview of a particular woman who's a spokesperson of Christian Science, and she was so elusive on this question. She kept saying, it's tricky, it's tricky, it's tricky. And it's like, no, it's not. Just spit it out. What are you trying to say? Heaven and hell are not really places. They are a state of mind. Okay, so that takes the whole idea of judgment and blessing completely out of the Bible. I mean, there is a judgment coming. There is, when we die, it is appointed unto man once to die, and then the judgment. That's what the Bible says. Your judgment comes after you die. Heaven and hell have nothing to do with states of mind. More on that later. Mary Baker Eddy also mentions in one of her writings that Jesus is pretty much unimportant to her. okay, she says this, and this is going to make your hair stand up, and your fists are going to ball up, and you're going to be like, you got to be kidding me. If there had never, here she goes, if there had never existed such a person as the Galilean prophet, it would make no difference to me. I should still know that God's spiritual ideal is the only real man in his image and likeness. That's a long, blank stare from Michael Bohm. So, I apologize. My goofiness is just not with me today. This stuff, you know, sometimes I react to this stuff by kind of joking around, and I try to keep things light, but apparently today I just can't do that. I'm reading this stuff, and it's just aggravating me. She also says salvation comes by correcting erroneous beliefs. So here again, she takes a clear and obvious teaching of the Bible and turns it on its head and comes up with some strange esoteric teaching that you have to force the Bible to do gymnastics in order to say. And it still doesn't say it. Here she goes. She says, to get rid of sin through science is to divest sin of any supposed mind or reality and never admit that sin can have intelligence or power, pain or pleasure. You can conquer error by denying its verity. Boy. In other words, to achieve salvation, you only need to find the true reality of understanding as revealed in Christian science. Really? We'll talk about that a little more later too. And that's probably a good spot to stop. Tomorrow we'll keep going on their theology. We'll start off by talking about what Mary Baker thinks of the Bible, which is kind of interesting. And so anyway, come out to the website and leave comments and questions. Give me some feedback. I'd like to know what you guys think. I want to know what you guys would like to hear about in the future. And I want to know if you have any questions. So, with that, I love you guys, and I'll see you tomorrow.